Begin the Quran daf and the time is dabdal. Begin on the days. Begin on the test master. Begin with the gemara. I'm going to blow the blazer. Said halacha kriming amliyo. Daman that he says there ain't shayla not shev v'chulu that we don't ask up until the seventh v'chulu. No pirish. So what's the gemara saying? That I'm just saying halacha kriming Yehuda. Halacha kriming Yehuda. But the common mistake is that it says in the mission of Yehuda. I mean, Rabbi just says. If someone davens for the Amid B'yamtiv at Achron Shalchag Ha'achron, the last tefillah on the last day of B'yamtiv, meaning Musaf Ha'achron Maske, the last one will mention it. He'll mention Masav Rach, but each in a Maske, the person is not going to mention. Now, moreover, another prerequisite to understand the question: when Avin Le'el Sheila Laskar, the Gemara originally earlier compared the mentioning of Geshem of Masav Ruach to the request of Geshem. Because the part that Gemara asked, but a minute is a contradiction. How can we say this Allah organ of Masav Ruach? But it says, Ad Masay Shel Nezigasham, until when do you ask for the rain? At Shayav Vachulu, until it passes by. And that a Pesach, meaning in the fact that we see that Gemara was asking regarding the request for rain, on regarding just the time of mentioning rain, Masav Ruach, we see the Gemara compares it to him. So that's the question. How could it be that Allah is like a Yehuda, that you start mentioning it on the last day of Yom Tiv, but your beloved Allah is like a Mlil? But you start only from the 7th of Cheshvan. That's my answer. How can you ask one Amar and the other one? It's Machalik is Amadam regarding if we rule like Rabbi Gamliel or we rule like Rabbi Yehuda. So next says, Master, begin the words of the Gemara, Bamar Rabbi Yehuda, and said, Malkam Shalim, Gesham, Masker, where you make a request for rain, that's where you mention Masher Ruach. So the Gemara asks on this, I think we're trying to differentiate between making a request or mentioning, and we see that, no, he holds that they're the same. So the Gemara answers, no, this that we say that the same is Ula Hafsaka, that's regarding stopping it. Pirish. The date that you stop making requests for rain, that's when you stop mentioning, that's by Pesach. When you're starting, you start first regarding the mentioning before you make the request. And the time I have, what's the reason? Because the Askara have a Ritz Shela, because the mentioning of it is an appeasement, it's a prerequisite for making the request. If you stop mentioning it beforehand, and therefore, yeah, they are at different times. Sheil is later in Naskar. The next test, Master, begin with the Gemara Halam. That's for us, which is Pirish, Lamnei Bavel, people in Bavel. That's there, it's Adla Achashev and Mecheshvin. It's only up until after the 7th of Mecheshvin that we start mentioning that of rain. Why? Because the Islu paid a bit of it, because they have produce out in the fields, and it's drying up, and the rain's going to ruin it. But about Arts and Eretz Yisrael, like a chashash, is no concern, because the Hayichon paid assembly is a basin below Halacha Midbar. Their produce could dry up, people are not going to the Midbar. And as the next Tais of Maskel, which according to the Bach is one Tais of Allahu, that's for them. Because yes, whoever's starting to mention Masher Baruch and Merdeh Geshem is also going to start asking for it, because again, for them, they don't have to go out to the fields. And therefore, they could already start asking it right after circus. They don't have to wait, like we said, till after the 7th of Cheshvan.